Every believer has a voice, and it's the voice of victory.
My God has made a way for me.
In this 11th chapter, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Evidence of things not visible. Say it. Evidence of things not seen, not visible. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. It's made out of something you can't see. I have actually heard preachers bragging on God created this universe out of nothing. No, He didn't. No, He didn't. He created it out of something you can't see. Believed it in his heart, said it with his mouth. Glory be to God. And there it is. I just gave you the fundamental of faith.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Wow. That's really difficult, isn't it? He believed it and said it.
Yeah, that's it.
He believed it and he said it. It works all the time. It is a spiritual law. Fear in your heart, say it with your mouth. And the stuff you didn't want comes to pass. You believed it and said it. It's as simple as this. Now, the law is as simple as this, but then there comes a time when it has to be developed. You understand? If you have to develop it and continue to build and work in it, of course. But it's as simple as this. Well, Pastor, I think I'm going to go back up there at that podium. Pastor, I believe I'll go back to that podium. Big difference. I think I'll go to the store. Andrew, I need to go to the store. I think I'm going to go to the store. I think I might go to the store. You're never going to get to the store. Is somebody going to butt in on you somehow or another? You're never going to get to the store. Because you're just thinking about it. Turn that around. I believe I'll go to the store. Yeah, I believe I will. I believe I'll just go there now. Well, now, wait a minute, I'm not there. But I believe I'm going to the store. I believe I'm going. If I don't change my confession and the way I'm acting, I'm going to get there. Can it be that simple? It has to be that simple. I like what Charles Capp said. It is so simple, you have to have help to misunderstand it. And we've had some really high-priced help over the years. That's what Brother Hagin said. We've had some real high-priced help here to help us misunderstand this, because it is so simple. I think I'll go to the store. That's going to have to turn into, I believe I'm going to the store. And then you're going to have to head towards the store, and I'm going to that store. Praise God. And I am going to that store. Thank the Lord. Now, hallelujah, I'm at the store. I'm there. Let me tell you something else about faith and fear. If you continue to say something long enough for it to get into your inner being, in your heart, it will control your life. Now, this goes back several years when I was resolved to the fact that exercise in my is in my life. And, oh, man. And I have a little small exercise room there at home. And I went in there. I have an A-frame, and I was going to do some pull-down thing. And I reached up there. And I tell you, it was kind of like my first day at school. Because I used to hate this, man. Particularly when my body fat percentage was about 45%. That's rough. But it isn't that anymore. Anyway, so I got it. And I had a smile on my face. And I caught hold of that and I said, God, I hate this. It came out my mouth before I could stop it. I hollered, no, I love this, Lord. You've got to. I physically, David, felt that thing leave my body. Glory. Now, that devil had a home there. Not in my spirit. I got born again just like you. Old things passed away and all things became new and all things are God. Now a devil can get buried up in your body. It's gone. Well, thank God for that. And when I walk in that exercise room, Gloria said she never ever in the whole world thought she'd ever hear me say this. I love this room. See, the Lord put me in that room. And I have my vision board there. Amen. I thank God that I can exercise at 84 years old. I thank God that I can pass the Bruce Protocol at 84 years old. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Faith in God. It works, but it has to be put to work. It has to be put to work. So you follow the laws of faith. You follow the, and your understanding of faith has to grow. But it's all faith in God. I'll tell you the first time the Lord dropped that in my heart. I have to walk over here to the Lindsays. When I was a part of your mother's homegoing, that's when the Lord dropped that in my heart. And I walked all over that platform, have faith in God. Have faith in God. Have faith in God. Have faith in God. Right there on that platform that day. And I've been doing it ever since. Thank you, Jesus. Have faith in God. Have the faith of God. Have faith in God. Have faith in God.
Have faith in God.
Have faith in God. Have faith in God. Have faith in God. Have faith in God. We were preaching at Happy Caldwell's church there in Agape in Little Rock. And it's an experience that I've never before or since. Just in a sound sleep. Now, I've waked up suddenly before, but not quite like this time. And I've had the Lord just wake me up, and there's been times I've sat up in bed or something, but that time, I was sleeping on my back, which I normally never do. But, oh, I was so sound asleep. Suddenly but I didn't raise up. I just raised my head like that. And when I did, there was Jesus at the foot of my bed. Of course, in the spirit, you know. And he had this big tray of cookies. I mean, it was such a big tray of cookies. It was an arm, this tray was this big. And usually somebody with a tray of cookies is smiling. He wasn't frowning, but he's stern. He said, have a cookie. Well, I didn't know what to say. I had no idea what to say. He said, your response is, I believe, I will, I take it, I have it, I forgive.
Right.
No, I thank you for it. I forgive.
Yes.
And he's gone. And I lay back down there. And then, just in my, and I was meditating on this, you know. And then I just saw myself in a party. There's a lot of people in the room. And this person walked up, and they're just smiling at me. And they had this little small tray and walked up to me and said, have a cookie. I said, no, thank you. Why not? I said, because I have one. I saw it. I saw that whole thing just play out. The six eyes of faith. I believe. Okay, that's a good start. I will. Now I've got my soul involved. I believe. I will. I take it. I have it. I thank you for it. And I forgive. It takes all six. All six. I believe. Say it with me. I believe. I will. I take it. I have it. I thank you for it. And I forgive. And I just, and I've done that so many times, just lay there in a bed, and I'm suddenly, you know, trying to get on my mind. I said, no, I'm not thinking about it. I just roll all that care over on the Lord, and I believe I will. I take it, I have it. Oh, I thank you. I am so grateful to you. And usually, right along about there, when gratitude rises up, I thank you for it. I am so grateful to you. I'm just so grateful to you. And this causes you to look into things that you normally wouldn't pay all that much attention to, such as, and I'll close with this, if you'll turn to Exodus 23, this is one of those scriptures taken out of context and you miss something extremely important. And actually, 23:25, now, hold your place there. I'm going to turn over here to Deuteronomy 28. You don't go there, but I'm going to show you something. In the 47th verse of the curse, because you served not the Lord thy God with joyfulness and with gladness of heart for the abundance of all things. I really got in trouble over daily television. And money situation, I said, well, you know, if you're willing and obedient, you eat the good of the land. He said, you were obedient, but you were absolutely not willing. Absolutely. And he's absolutely correct, of course. Not sit down there and do television, daily television. I didn't smile till they turned a red light on. I literally hated it. So I picked that up. I said, I better get this in my mouth. And so now notice 23:25. He shall bless your bread and water, and I will take sickness from the midst of you. Well, he and I mean, who's he and who's I? Don't take verses out like that. All you have to do is just back up just a little bit. Verse 23. For my angels shall go before thee and bring thee into the Amorites, and you shall serve the Lord your God, and He, your angel, shall bless your bread and water. I will take sickness from the midst of you, and there shall nothing cast their young nor be barren. You'll not have miscarriages in your land, and the number of your days I will fulfill. I will do it. I will fulfill. So now when you sit to the table, thank you, Lord. I praise you and I thank you. And I receive the blessing of the Lord on this food. Thank you, Jesus. And I pray for my partners and I pray for my president. And it's been many, many times going into restaurants and things, because I know who prepared the table, my table at home. And we go in there and it's administering spirits. Now you're the one. You're the one supposed to take care of this. And I've heard people say, well, for Jesus' sake. No, man, I'm not praying this for Jesus' sake. It's my belly's sake I'm praying for this. My sake. Amen. Now I want to introduce this part and we'll close. Will we ever be able to build back? 2020 and all of that stuff. Isaiah 51:3, please. Now take the time to go back and read chapter 50 all the way down into 51. Now I'm going to read this like this. Hearken to me. What did he say? Listen to me. Listen. You that follow after righteousness. Well, that'd be us, wouldn't it? We've been made the righteousness of God. You that seek the Lord, look unto the rock whence you were hewn and the hole of the pit whence you were digged or dug. Look unto Abraham your father, unto Sarah that bare you. For I called him alone and blessed him and increased him. For the Lord shall comfort Zion. He will, hey, that's us today. He will make her wilderness like Eden and her desert like the garden of the Lord. Joy and gladness shall be found therein, thanksgiving and the voice of melody. He'll turn that mess into a garden of Eden if you'll believe him for it, if you'll stand for it and say, glory to God, hallelujah. Now the Lord said to me, this year is a year of restoration. Divine health, divine healing, divine prosperity, and divine restoration. Yes, sir. So what you have to do there is go to the 42nd chapter of the book of Isaiah. Let's turn over there. And of course, read the whole thing. Let's read down from, let's just start at the 18th verse. Hear, you deaf, look, you blind, that you may see. Who's blind but my servant, or deaf as my messenger that I sent? Who is blind as he that is perfect, and blind as the Lord's servant? Seeing many things, but you observe not, or you don't see it. Opening the ears, but don't hear. The Lord is well pleased for his righteousness' sake. He will magnify the law. He will make it honorable. But this people robbed and spoiled. They are all of them snared in holes. They are hidden in prison houses, and they are prey. None delivers for a spoil, and none said restore. Nobody said restore.
Nobody.
So I say restore.
Restore.
Yeah. It's same word as recover.
Yes.
Recover. Restore. Recover.
Yeah.
Restore.
Yeah.
Today's the day.
Yes.
What did David say by covenant? What did he say to Goliath? He said, today the Lord, not just the Lord. I come at you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the Lord of the angelic armies of God. He invoked that angel right then. The Lord of hosts. I come at you in the name of the Lord of hosts, and this day he'll give you into my hand. Today, I'm going to kill you today. And he did. That rock had to go right where the only spot. Now, did he kill him with the rock or kill him with the sword? Don't be too quick to answer. It actually said both. One translation said, the stone brought him down and the sword finished him off. That's good, isn't it? The stone brought him down and the sword finished him off. No. That's not what killed him. His words. His words. I've said this before and a lot of you have heard me say it. Who made David king? Goliath. Goliath. It was not what Goliath said that frightened him. It was his size. Well, David saw him. He saw him. And the irony of the whole thing. I love it. He chased that whole army back to Goliath's hometown and he had his head in his hand. I killed y'all's boy. I got it. Teeth, hair, and eyeballs all over everything. How big you think that guy's head was? Man, it's got to be big as a basketball. And he's got it slinging it around. He's a teenager. And he takes the head. And what do? Give it to the king, you know, took it. But he kept the armor. And he put it in his tent, his room. Put that guy's armor in his room. Just a teenage boy. But he took the head off of that demon. See, Goliath would be, he's just a man. But the devil is trying to kill the future king. He tried to kill him over and over and over again. And he hit him and he hit him and hit him. And he got him, but he never got him good. He couldn't take him down. Because of his covenant relationship with his God. Mess up, foul up, wrong place at the wrong time. They hang on to that covenant. Fall on his knees. And had sense enough to repent and write songs about it.
So Jesus answered and said to them, have faith in God. For assuredly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says. The Explosive Faith Package includes The Force of Faith by Kenneth Copeland, along with the additional Growing Your Faith MP3 audio disc. These foundational resources will help you discover the difference between the physical laws of this world and the laws that govern our spiritual lives. Understand how fear affects the physical body. Discover what happens to your spirit the moment you accept Jesus Christ as Savior. Learn how faith transfers God's will to earth. Only God's Word can put your spirit, soul, and body into proper order. Change your tomorrow by changing what you say today. Activate the force of faith and move into the destiny that God has for you.
Develop faith that will move mountains in your life. Request your free explosive faith package from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Discover steps to growing your faith and begin using it as a powerful force every day. Go to kcm.org/victory offer or call 877-615-4267. Offer good for 60 days. If you're outside the U.S., shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
The fundamentals of faith are believing and speaking. And it works all the time because it's spiritual law. God used it in the same manner to create the entire universe. What did He do? He believed it in His heart. He said it with His mouth. Now, we want to help you develop your faith further so every faith project ends in your life with God's results. And we've got some free resources we want to give to you. We call this the Explosive Faith Package. And I want to talk to you for a moment about the audio series in this package entitled Growing Your Faith. See, everything in the kingdom of God is subject to seed, time, and harvest. And Brother Copeland explains how to operate in this spiritual principle to produce the results of the kingdom in your life. Now, for some of you, this will be an eye-opening revelation of how to finally move those mountains in your life. Many others, maybe you're aware of this kingdom principle, but still, this will be a good refresher to sustaining a strong faith walk. And both of these teaching resources will help you be prosperous and productive in your faith. So get your free package today on kcm.org. Now listen, if you're not already, I want to make sure that you are receiving the Believer's Voice of Victory magazine. It's KCM's free monthly publication. Kenneth and Gloria Copeland send this to their partners and their friends, and they don't charge for it. For more than four decades, the BVOV magazine has been bringing the good news of the gospel to people all around the world. And each edition features teachings by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, other guest ministers, and all of it serves to build your faith and strengthen you spiritually. So go to kcm.org and request your free subscription to receive your magazine by mail or read the interactive digital copy online. Now listen, when you find something that's life-changing, you want to share it with your family, you want to share it with your friends. Join us tomorrow on the broadcast. Brother Copeland will be back teaching about the power of faith that's released when you speak God's Word. Don't miss it. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you then. Until then, remember that Jesus is Lord.
Today's Believer's Voice of Victory was brought to you by the partners and friends of Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Go to kcm.org/victory offer to download or request a free copy of today's broadcast. 2021 is the year of the local church, a year of divine healing, divine health, divine prosperity, and divine recovery.
Welcome to KCM.org, your study center for victory. Get real help for real life problems. Select a topic for answers straight from the Bible. Then believe, speak, pray, learn, and apply what you've heard and read to experience real change in your situation. Each step provides pages of articles, video teachings, topical scripture lists, and recorded prayers and confessions from the Copelands. KCM.org has made it simple to tap into God's wisdom for real help in your life. KCM.org meets you where you are.